should say a few words to create a good spirit. The word inspiration, as we all know in Latin, it means in. Inspirazione. In, you put some spirit. You can be a good spirit or a bad spirit, depending the association and what you do. So, if you associate with someone who is not a good association, then it's very bad spirit. And then that's what you become. Whatever spirit we imbibe in the day, that will affect our thinking, speaking, and behavior. So, inspirazione, inspiration. You know, you put inside some good spirit. That's what we want to put inside by hearing. Whatever I say, of course, it's spirit from the parampara. Nothing new. Actually, when we say, oh, I felt inspired by a few words or by something, it's not that you learn something new, but you wake up the nature of the soul. You wake up something that you already have in your consciousness. That's, we go out, you know, jiv jago, to wake up the sleeping souls. But first we have to be awake ourselves. I told my son gets up very early in the morning to go and teach in Hartford. I said, wake me up tomorrow, otherwise I'll miss from going to class. The diabetes. I've got diabetes and, you know, in the morning it's like I've got a break on my head. The blood, you know, stops from circulating, and it's sometimes difficult to wake up. It affects the sadhana. Anyway, so I managed to wake up and be here with you. I know, you say, I'm in Maya, I should be here for Mangalarti. I haven't been in Mangalarti for a long time. But by the grace of Krishna, I've done all that. You know, the Mangalarti and attending classes for 40 years. Arjuna Prabhu is here today. He's very, for me, he's a very important person because forgotten heroes. You know, sometimes years pass and we don't know what someone has done in Krishna consciousness. You know, we used to get up for Mangalarti and strong sadhana and go out together. We were partners on book distribution. We've done a lot of books. He's won so many marathons and one of the best in the world, him and his wife, for those of you who do not know. For those devotees online who do not know, you know, sometimes it's nice to remember, you know, what someone has done for Krishna, for Lord Chaitanya. And that stays with us. It stays with us, you know, whatever Nyabhikramana Susti Pratyavayona Vidyate. It never gets lost, you know, all the books. Maybe some of you have changed your consciousness due to some past book distributors. And we don't know what these books they do. We are not aware. You know, someone, a boy, Elliot, he has become devotee, chants 8 rounds a day now, because I gave him a book a couple of years ago. He goes on Harinam in Soho Street. Govinda Prabhu, you met him. You know, it gives such a happiness to the soul when you see that actually this process works. And, you know, these books, they make devotees. So, when, my daily activities is everything for me. Book distribution is my sadhana, is my reading. I read a passage from the Bhagavad Gita before I go out to try to get empowered by the book, by Krishna. It's like, you know, giving the first book to myself. We have to give, if you want to become a book distributor, you give you the first book, as soon as you get up in the morning, bang the Bhagavad Gita on your head, said, that's for me. And it works. Krishna will become, then we become one with Krishna. Not one in the sense we become God, but we become one in terms of interest. Krishna's interest is to, with his words, to help everybody, help the book distributor to advance in Krishna consciousness. But what it means, advance? Advancing means that you don't just think about yourself anymore with your sadhana, with your chanting, with your reading. Because there's always a question in the head, and then what? What are you going to do next? You know, we like the temple, we come here, darshan, charanamrita, mahaprasad, chatting with devotees. But then what? What's next? If we don't ask ourselves that question, that means we remain a Sunday feast devotee. We don't want to remain a Sunday feast devotee. We want to advance by helping others. This is the point. The point is that at some point in our spiritual life, we pay an interest, invest our energy and our time into other people. That's what Krishna wants. We, like the other day, you know, very beautiful seminar from Keshava Maharaj online to the European book distributors. It was nice. I just came back from Leicester and I did some seminars there on training devotees on book distribution. Leicester is doing very nice now. There was 100 people committed to go out on books. Then came back and I heard that seminar online. And, you know, because time to time we have to load ourselves with good spirit. A book distributor, he has to, is a vehicle that without the fuel, he can't go anywhere. And the fuel, you know, we inspire each other. We shouldn't think, oh, I am the reservoir of this powerful energy, Krishna consciousness, and the buck stops there. No, we gain inspiration. Even if sometimes when I speak, I know it's not from me, it's from the heart. But everything I know is from Srila Prabhupada, the devotees, my Gurudev, and, you know, I inspire myself when I speak. Try to charge, you know, when you charge, there are some batteries, they are rechargeable. They recharge themselves when they connect with the powerhouse, Srila Prabhupada. And you can charge yourself by preaching also. It's not just by hearing someone more advanced than you, but also by speaking to people every day. So whatever we think, whatever we say, whatever we do, should be one. on the same page. Everything should be on the same page. What's the purpose of my life? Is to be a devotee, remain a devotee, and to make some devotees, because that's the goal of book distribution, to make few devotees. Keshava Maharaj, you know, I was speaking about my friend Arjuna before. Some devotees, they don't know, you know, but he was a great book. He still goes on Harinam every day. We were partners on book distribution. We did many marathons together. And for me, it's actually a good fortune to have him here. Inspiring. We think, you know, sometimes, yeah, he's a devotee from the past. You know, expired product from the shelves of ISKCON. We should never think like that. This is an apparat. We have no idea how much devotees they've done for the past 45 years, 50 years. You don't have to be a Prabhupada disciple to be respected, to be honored. Or a new devotee who makes a lot of noise on book distribution or who is doing very, very well. We have to see the consistency. Devotees like Arjuna, for years and years and years out there on book distribution. And we inspired each other. And we are who we are because of the association. And we should never see those devotees as... you know, they're powerful, powerful devotees. They've done a lot for Lord Chaitanya. And the respect, honor, and worship should be there eternally for those devotees. Whether they are in this body now or when they pass away, you know, we tend to forget. You know, we tend to remember all the good things that we do, but all the good things that others, they do, we tend to forget. Isn't it? It's easy to remember all the charity that we give out. Like, you know, I don't want to say, but I will say it. I have a principle. Every time I go out, I have to feed one homeless person. So I say, are you hungry? I won't give them any money. But I'll buy a sandwich, some water, offer to Krishna, and then a small book. Yeah. Try to get a job, I'll tell them, you know, then you'll be in a better situation. You know, you are a handsome man or handsome lady, you know, you could do it. Help yourself, let God help you. Because, you know, by keeping feeding them, you know, they remain down. So you help them, you do something good. And it's nice, it feels good to do something good every day. Besides book distribution, I like to do a little bit of prasad distribution. So, but then one day I said, why do I try to remember, we tend to remember all the good things that we do, but we forget all the bad things that we do. But, you know, then I start to remember all my sins, all my mischiefs, all my lies, all my, mistakes or whatever. Whatever, you know, we have done which is not pleasing to Krishna. That's where the mind should be. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Sharanagati, he says, you know, we should... Himself, he said, you know, I'm the most sinful, a Pashanti, and still you have accepted me, my dear Lord. This is it's an exercise for humility. Let's forget about all the good things that we have done, and let's try to remember all the bad things. That brings us down to the stage of humility. And then we say, oh my God, yes, that's me. I'm really down. One day, I don't know if you remember, Maharaj, you know, I was asked to give a class. I had a great realization that morning. This was about a few years ago. And I asked devotee, I had a great realization this morning. I never had it for many years. Would you like to hear it? Would you like to hear it now again? Everyone is expecting, you know, very high philosophical realization. Or something beautiful, or something, a dream of Krishna, or a dream of... That realization was really great. You really want to know? All right. It's very short. That morning I realized how fallen I am. That was my realization. How fallen I am. That spiritual advancement, my God. And I always thought I was very advanced. I always thought I am a book distribution leader. You know, I've been coordinator for 24 years for UK, Europe. Of course, I resigned last year. But you could see that you never resign what you love the most. I still go out on books. It's because that's what remains. Besides all this service, institutional service, you know, like Keshava Maharaj, he took sannyas. And you think when someone takes sannyas, you know, he just... is a free from all the obligations, management, duty. So he should just travel, preach, and inspire devotees, keep warm next to the heater, you know, and give a class online. Doesn't have to face the storm, you know, out. But he still goes out on books, pledging himself to go out and distributing books. Lord Chaitanya, he was very cozy in the consciousness of Radha and Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, he hears the consciousness of Radha and Krishna. More higher than that, he's Atmaram, fully satisfied. But still, he came out of that consciousness. He came here to preach, to be a book distributor, Madhyamadikari. He didn't come even as a Uttamadikari. He didn't come as a god. He never claimed himself to be God. He never said, worship me because I am God. Never. You will never find that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But of course, his servant, his loyal servant, they recognized him. He's the absolute truth. He's Krishna. He's the embodiment of all the... of all the causes, what's going on, spiritually, materially, existentially. So he came down for what? This is the question that sometimes, even God himself, he comes down for what? Let's try to pose ourselves and analyze what was the purpose of Lord Chaitanya coming. It was actually for, you know, displays the pastimes. Yes, that was one of those. There were so many reasons why he came. But besides the love that he feels for Radha and Krishna, for Krishna, you know, in the mood of Radharani, because Lord Chaitanya is not male and not female. He's not, God is not male and not female, but he's both. And this union of Radha and Krishna is none other than Krishna, God having an affair with his own happiness. There's something wrong with that? No, people, they criticize, you know, why is he having an affair with somebody else's wife? Radharani was married to none other than Krishna, the shadow of Krishna, Abhimanyu. It still remains the property of the Lord, Krishna, all the 16,000 queens, they are from Radharani, and they represent the happiness of Krishna. So there is nothing wrong for a man if he goes in a corner over there and he has an affair with his own happiness. Should he be criticized? Yeah, our happiness, it's what is very dear to us. We do everything every day to be happy. You know, all the thinking, the spiritual life is to make us happy, to take you out of the ugly life or desperation or depression, whatever it is, ugly feeling, and to make you blissful. Because happiness is very dear to everyone. So similarly, just like when you nourish your own happiness, Krishna also, he has an eternal affair with his own happiness. That's why it's called internal pleasure potency. That female aspect that you see on the altar, the function of that person is to give a pleasure to Krishna at every second. And we are part of that. So he came, Lord Chaitanya, to teach that. And not only that, that's love, but there is something higher than love. What is it? What is it? No, don't worry, you're allowed to make mistakes. Service, compassion, you know. Compassion is, for me, anyway, it's my opinion, but maybe it's not written in any scriptures, but for me, compassion is higher than love. You may put love higher than compassion, the real compassion. You know, when you have a loving relationship with Krishna, loving relationship with devotees, loving relationship with the Dham, loving relationship with Bhagavatam, and loving relationship with the Holy Name. You know, these are the five loving relationship with the deities, five items that you develop connection and love with, and they help you to advance. But then what? There's something else. Bring that love, you know, to other people. It's nice to study Bhagavatam. It's very nice to worship the deities. We have a wonderful head pujari here. He's a beautiful devotee. Just by looking at him, inspires me to go out on books. Just by look, what to speak by hearing of. Your name is, you can tell. What is your name? Ananta Gopal Prabhu, for those who do not know him. Since he came, he never changed, you know, always very humble. But this is his nature, you know, to worship the deities. But one time he said something, they asked me to give a talk when they had a Radha Gokulananda in every houses. And after my talk, then I asked him to give a few, to say a few words, and he said something which inspired me. He said, it's nice to worship the deities, but those who go out and distribute love of Godhead. So I could made me thinking, you see, someone like that, he worships the deities, but his heart and his mind, it's on book distribution. Sometimes you have a book distributor, I've done it many in the beginning, you know. I was out on the street, but my mind was in the temple. It was on the Mahaprasad or, you know, on sleeping bag or whatever. Or you want to get married or, you know, the mind, it's where the mind is, the heart is, that's where you are. So you have a brahmachari that, you know, his heart is on preaching. Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, that's Krishna consciousness. You know, when you do this type of service, but your heart is out propagating Krishna consciousness? Because this is the question we have to ask ourselves. We join the temple, that's good, but then what? We study Bhagavatam, we associate with the devotees, we live in the Dham, chant Hare Krishna, as I said before, worship the deities, but then what? There's always something missing. Isn't it? Yes or no? There's something else that we could do. And that is helping someone to come close to Krishna. This is the mood of an advanced devotee. An advanced devotee is someone who stretches himself, who comes out of his not just material, but also spiritual comfort zone. There is a material comfort zone, which is the fire, cozy fire in the winter, which is the nice plate of prasad, and you stay warm in the house, or you can preach, you can stay at home or play with your grandchildren, especially at my age. This is all material thing, or you watch the news, or you watch a movie, or whatever, or you go around shopping, Shishirada Gokulananda Kija. And there is also a spiritual comfort, you stay in a nice warm environment, you read, you give a class, you worship the deities. I know some devotees, they worship 3-4 hours a day, which is nice, very nice. No, I don't mean any criticism to anybody. It's very nice. But then there's always the question. Then they go in the Dham. But for what? For what purpose? Sometimes I used to go to Holy Dham, and I used to ask myself, what is the purpose of coming here? I used to get bored, because it was like a licking outside the jar of honey. I couldn't taste the mellow of Radha and Krishna. I'm not ready to live in the Holy Dham. Even reading a Bhagavatam, then, if I read more than an hour, I fall asleep on it. Or associating with devotee, it's good. All these, they're very good, to enhance our consciousness. But for what? The Holy Dham is meant to charge, your consciousness so that you come back and carry on preaching. The Bhagavatam is meant, to uplift your consciousness so that you can preach it. Associating with devotees, you associate in order to get purified, you learn from them so that you can preach. So that's why Prabhupada, he did all that. He was in Vrindavan. He left the Dham to come and preach. He came to a very, very difficult place. For 1 year he struggled. Even a pure devotee struggle. Don't think, it's easy walking the park for them. Lord Chaitanya also, Lord Ramachandra, when he came, God himself, there is always obstacles in this world. Krishna, when he came, he was defamed. He was called a thief. He was denied prasad by the so-called smart Brahmans. He was criticized for adultery. He was, so many things. He was chased, and he had to run away like a coward. Rancho, we know the name of. So many difficulties. Lord Krishna, God himself, would speak of us. Sometimes we have a little bit of difficulty, and we think, oh my God, I need a mentor or a counselor. They have to sue you know, and lawyer. We got no idea. Let's read a little bit of the Mahabharata, what the Pandavas they went through. They were stripped off of everything. Everything was taken away from them. The power, the all the properties, the land. They were rooming in the forest. They were left with one pot. Draupadi was cooking, and that pot was blessed by Durvasa Muni, that will never, there was always abundant prasada. Their house was burned down. The children of Kunti, they were poisoned. They were cheated on gambling match. The wife was disrupted. I mean, just imagine yourself, or those who are a householder, if you go through to something like that, immediately you want justice, isn't it? That's agony, you know, when everything is taken away from you. And these are the dearest devotees of Krishna. Now, for us, we have to only face a little bit of cold, a little bit of rain. What are the difficulty? There is no really difficult task. I was preaching to the lesser devotee. You know, it was a stormy, you know, when I did a seminar there. Said, sometimes, you know, the weather is against. Yeah, you become one with the weather. You become one with the rain. Krishna says in the Gita, isn't it? Yogis, they become one with the fire. It's too hot. I did marathons in the heat. Just become one with the heat. Become one with the cold. It works. At some point, you don't feel the cold anymore. Isn't it? You become one with the wind. It's purifying, the breath of God. The wind, isn't it? See Krishna in all these elements. See the Lord, and you will see that these elements will carry you, protect you, and you won't get sick. Of course, you know, you have to protect yourself from the rain, from the cold, but the preaching can be done. I've done many marathons in the snow, in the rain. We used to get up in the morning from the van and throw snow on us. Devotees, they used to roll up in the snow. It was very quick bath. Screaming, Hare Krishna. There was an old lady coming out of the window. My God, what's going on? It was next to a council place. We were in a park. And then I remember the police came. That, you know, they thought we were mad people. One time, Kripa Mahaprabhu was traveling with Rasamandala. He told me that the milkman came in that morning. It was very foggy, snow and a fog. And Rasamandala came out of the fog. You know, he used to chant 4 o'clock in the morning with the chada, white chada on his on his head. And the milkman, you know, he almost had a heart attack. He thought he saw a ghost. So that was during the marathon. He thought it was a ghost. And he left the, you know, he was frozen. Things that we do to spread Krishna consciousness, it's a fun. It's really a fun. So, the marathon. Krishna says in the Gita, of all the month, I am the month of December. If you read there in the... Which chapter is that, Maharaj or Govinda? 10th chapter. Why does he say that? Why? Someone could tell me why Krishna says, of the month, I am the month of December. Why does he say that? Why is it dear to Krishna, the month of December? There's a particular day we celebrate. What is it? That's the one. Please say Gita Jayanti. Is the month where Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. It's not by chance, you know, that month is imbued with love. And people, they feel in the mood of giving. Is the month in glorification of the Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because the echo of the sound of Krishna is felt before, on the day, and afterwards. So powerful. So please, let's not remain, I'm not criticizing anybody, let's not remain a Sunday feast devotee or a full-time guest or patron, full-time life member. Many people that, I'm a life member. But let's try to do something for Prabhupada, something to spread this Krishna consciousness, and our life will be successful, and then Krishna will hold you dear to him, to his chest. And that's when he says, one who preaches this message to my devotee is very dear to me, and no one is more dear. We shouldn't think, you know, people outside there, they're all demons. No, Krishna is talking about them. They are my devotee. Everybody outside there has been created by Krishna. They're not created by another god. We're not converting anyone. We're just waking up their consciousness. They're children of Krishna. We are woken up, but they also need woken up. Some, they are politicians, some they are demons, some they are materialistic, some they are innocent people. We go out, you know, to get the innocent. And then for the materialistic or the difficult one, they, if they have a darshan of you, they get purified. That's also Sankirtan. Doesn't mean they have to take a book. If you're a demon, doesn't take a book, don't bang your head, you know, against the wall and say, it's my failure. No, it's up to Krishna when they are ready. Book distribution doesn't mean successful only when you sell the book. A neophyte devotee thinks, the whole world should take the book. Everybody, that's a neophyte person. No, only those who are prepared. And preparation, it's up to Krishna when they are ready. So sometimes there is a beginning of spiritual life for everybody. So in the beginning is they have a darshan of you. Then they have darshan of you and the book. Then they have darshan of you and the book, and they touch it. Then next time they meet the devotee, they have a darshan of you, the book, they touch it, and they buy it. And they may not read it. Then the next time, you see, the purification is a gradual process. Doesn't mean, you know, as soon as we go out, give the book, they have to become devotee. It's not dogmatic like that. We have to allow the process of purification. So book distribution is not just numbers and forcing Krishna consciousness on people. So you give them a chance to begin their spiritual life. They don't take the book, give them a smile. That smile is spiritual. Isn't it, Rubin? You meet a lot of people there. I remember when I first came in this country, you know, people, they used to swear at me on the street. And I used to smile at them because I couldn't understand English. I've learned English by distributing books, and it was a blessing, you know, but those people, they got purified. There was one lady, I remember, said, sorry, there was a devotee, Rupa Raghunath, he translated to me. I said, this lady came back, what she's saying? Rupa Raghunath said she once offered the apology. She said, "My boyfriend was swearing at you, but you know, I was smiling peacefully and I looked a very genuine priest." She felt sorry. She came back and she bought the book. Beautiful. But of course, if we could do that, even if we understand how much we've been, disrespected or someone swear at us, if we can tolerate that, that's the real test. And let the proactive, not reactive, the proactive response come out, devotional. So leave everyone with a good impression. So thank you very much. We got 2 minutes. And we ask if there is any quick questions or comment. Any? You all agree what I said? Sometimes I'm a bit worried, you know, because I didn't speak from the Bhagavatam and was all... Thank you. But you should say a few words, Maharaj, please. Correct me if I said anything which was, not in line with our philosophy.
Thank you so much for speaking from your heart. I think so many years you've been out on book distribution. What you speak is not just theoretical, it's... it's realized knowledge, and Mahabharata says, "Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam," that real dharma is understood in the hearts of the devotees who dedicate their life in service. And you're a great example of that. So thank you for year after year just being there. That is, guru means heavy. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, the guru is heavy in the sense that he's always at the lotus feet of Krishna serving after 10 years, 20 years, 40 years. You can't move them. They're still there. So you're like that. You're always here. Year after year, encouraging the devotees to go out on book distribution. It's just a wonderful thing to have someone like that in our community who's just promoting it, advocating it, but doing it. So thank you.
Thank you. I take your words as an encouragement.
I just wanted to say thank you as well, actually, Vishambhara, because you've taught us many things personally and taken us out. And I'm appreciating that. I was just wanting to ask one thing. Perhaps you could say a couple of words about Radha Damodar. He left his body this year and he was one of our Sankirtan soldiers. Just a couple of words to...
Sure.
And about his book distribution.
Yes, Radha Damodar Prabhu, great soul. He was unassuming, a pure devotee of Krishna. Not many of us knew him well, but he was a naistiki. I would say naistiki sannyasi, chetasa sarva karmani, mai sannyasi matpara. He was in that category. Radha Damodar, when I was temple resident in Leicester, me and him, we went and we were preaching to the parents of Srinivas Prabhu, who is probably... So we met him, a devotee. The father used to give me money to make sure he would get good prasad, you know, and take care of him. And rather, Srinivas Prabhu is, you see, as soon as you say the name. And Radha Damodar Prabhu, he took care of him. He nurtured him. And the very first, they used to do the Indian programs, him and Srinivas, and then... One day they asked me to take them out, Ilkeston, I still remember the place, to train them on book distribution. And since that time, These two, they were unstoppable. Arrived Damodar Prabhu, he left the membership program and he embarked on book distribution. And he did a book distribution until before he died, before he got sick. He was very dear to me. He's still very dear. I didn't have a chance. They've asked me to come to the funeral and say a few words. But I was away. He's the epitome of humility, very humble devotee. And much more advanced and humble than me. And many of us. He was the heart and soul of Lesta Yatra. Somehow or another, when I left Lesta and I got married, many devotees, they left. Him and Srinivas Prabhu, they left also together with me. And he came to my house and he didn't know what to do next, you know, because he didn't want to be there. He wanted to be... We were quite attached. And I put him in the, under the shelter of Tribhuvanath Prabhu, and he was collecting for the festival program for many years, him and Srinivas. And they gave him many, many years of book distribution, helping the festival program. And all these things, you know, politics and management, and they were like just ants, you know, insignificant things around his consciousness. The main thing that which accounted for him was book distribution and to help people. He was a saint. Sometimes we think, you know, heroes are only to be found in the Bhagavatam or Mahabharat, Ramayana, Hanuman, Lakshman. I mean, it's nice. Those are, you know, heroes. But heroes, they also walk amongst us. They mean angels. They may not have wings like angels. They may not have the label as a demigods, but they are modern demigods. These are great Vaishnavas. They come, they pour some, like a cloud, beautiful cloud, pour some rain of mercy, and they leave behind a great purification with their preaching. And he's made a lot of devotees. So that's my take about Radha Damodar. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Thank you very much. And please have a blissful marathon. And Maharaj, please lead us with your inspiration. I remember when, I have to say this little story, I was doing book distribution in service area in Fleet, and when Maharaj joined with Ananda Chaitanya Prabhu, they came to my house and a few other brahmacharis, they brought pallets, one pallet of books or two, I can't remember, and filled up my living room with books. And everyone then went for prasad, you know, they took some prasad, but he remained behind and he was asking me, Vishwambhara Prabhu, what is the secret of book distribution? He was inquisitive, you know, he wanted to learn, he had so much eagerness, and I could already believe, not think, but believe, this boy is special. He'll become someone. Because, you know, from the inquiring, you can tell the consciousness of someone. Just like the Sukadeva Goswami. He said the sincerity is displaced by the inquisitiveness, what do you call it? Yeah, by the inquiry, yeah. And he was, he became, you know, very steady book distributor, and a great sannyasi, and he's still pushing book distribution. He gave a very nice seminar a couple of days ago. Very nice. I felt inspired. See, that's the beauty of Krishna consciousness. You know, there are young devotees, and you don't know what they become. Then they become our pilot lights, beacons. They, you know, they shed light, the path, to those who think that they are advanced in Krishna consciousness. It's good to be, you know, it's very mysterious. Krishna consciousness is full of surprises. You know, someone who's joined, that's why Naramati Vaishnava Jati Buddhir. We should never think, oh, this devotee just joined, you know, 12, 15, 20 years ago. So this one is 40 years, must be more advanced. This one is sannyasi, must be more advanced than this. You see, this is all material calculation. But we don't know. We don't know who is dear to Krishna. It's only by the commitment, preaching, and the love that they have for their service and for the guiding devotees. So I also wanted to say that, you know, a few encouraging words from Maharaj. You are an inspiration to all of us. You are like a counselor to me now. So this is Krishna consciousness. Bhaktivats, Krishna becomes servant of his devotee. And sometimes the so-called advanced devotees, they become servant of, you know, of the so-called junior ones. But he's an ancient soul, much more advanced than I am. Anyway, I just want to leave it there. And thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Hare Bhava.